Hey guys, it's Allison Kramer with RE/MAX Allegiance. Thank you for joining me today for your 60-second update. I'm sitting here this morning reading the newspaper, and of course the big buzz is the Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac takeover, and trying to gather as much information about what that means to our industry as possible. While my specialty is helping a buyer find a home, negotiate terms, and look forward to the actual housing ownership pitfalls or improvements when you buy a home, it obviously is important for the real estate community to understand the loan part. I have some great partners that are helping me understand how it affects their job. And as a listing agent, how is it going to affect those new buyers coming into the market, and whether or not it's going to help get some of those buyers off the fence and have the housing industry regain its confidence. So overall, the buzz here in the Hampton Roads area and with the lenders I've been talking to, this has been a wonderful stabilization move for the industry. We are seeing that, you know, investors and economists alike are reporting that this takeover will help build the confidence and give the mortgage industry pretty much the shoring up that it needed over the last year. So there's going to be more information about this over the next couple weeks and days, possibly some interviews with lenders about exactly what they see and how it's affecting literally Hampton Roads buyers. So if you have a specific question that you'd like addressed, I'd love to hear from you and your question. You can contact me at BusyBee, that's BZIBEE.com. Submit your question there, or you can call me direct at 757-652-8880, and we'll address those issues in future broadcasts. Each month around this time, we've been doing the RAIN statistics study. That's a Real Estate Information Network, and been pulling the compiled reports for month to date. One to let you guys know what's going on with the listing and buyer or settled sales history. It looks again that listings and buyers are down. Listings were down year to date from last month, about 2,986 listings, less this month than there was year to date last year. And your buyer traffic is actually down 3,216. And what I mean by buyer traffic is the actual settled sales. So the spread between the two is only about 230 units, and we've been watching to see, is the buyer traffic slowing down faster than the listing traffic? This is, I believe, 4 months in a row now that both listings and buyers are down, which obviously shows a change in our market, because prior to that, listings were up, buyers were down. That was really implementing, putting together that supply and demand factor where there's so much supply that the buyers had tons to choose from. And what we're seeing is a slowdown in the listings, which as a buyer, what that means to you is less to choose from. And eventually, if this decline continues or the spread continues to soften, meaning less listings, more settled sales, you will now start to see an upturn in our real estate market and some stabilizing. So wanted to make sure that the buyers are aware that while it's still considered, I believe, a buyer's market, we are seeing some changing. Stay tuned at pretty much the first week of each month to hear about that buyer traffic, and I will be posting this on my website at BusyBee, BZIBEE.com, so that you can take a look at it and really start analyzing the actual Hampton Roads housing market. While national statistics are interesting, Hampton Roads is where we live. It's not where we buy and sell homes as a nation, so the national statistics don't really apply to just here. I look forward to hearing from you guys again, just like in the previous episode. If you have any questions about exactly what's going on with our real estate market, send me a question at BusyBee, BZIBEE.com. I'd be more than happy to address that in future episodes.